Blessings, blessings, blessings. Hey, folks, out there where? In TV land, radio, by any means necessary. Listen, this is another segment of Kingdom Chat. I'm your host, Apostle Claude Jones from the Glorious Temple Faith Ministries, location 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville area. Yes, God is moving by his power and by his spirit. I got a co-host.
Amen. Praise God. I am Pastor Louise Gordon. Amen. Of your Turning Point Restoration.
Yes.
Here in Birmingham, Alabama, 500 Gene Reed Road. Amen. All roads lead there. Amen. Come on out. Amen.
Listen, we're super excited about the Word of God. We're super excited about what God is doing in this hour, how he's bringing his word back to clarity, how he's bringing his word back into fruition, how he's bringing his word back to the altar, how he's bringing his word back to church. Today we want to do a little segment about balancing. Yeah, having a balanced life while you're saved. Having a balanced life while you're obeying God. Come on now.
Come on.
Having a balanced life while you're living holy, while you're trying to live right. Having a balanced life. If you're doing ministry and you have family, you have to have a balance there. You can't forget about your family while you're trying to, you know, build the church family, while you're trying to build ministry. You got to continue to build your natural family, the natural side. I think it's good, Pastor, that a pastor go take a vacation.
Amen.
I think it's good that a pastor don't have to be choked up with a clergy collar 24/7 to prove that he's holy.
Yeah.
Or wear a robe while you're home. I guarantee you come knock on my door. Hey, I don't have no robe on.
Amen. Amen.
And if I do, it's a house robe.
Amen.
So we got to have a balance. We got to bring this thing into a balance. And even in the book of Timothy, well, I'll wait on that because it's a reason why I'm going to wait on that. But God wants us to have a balance while we walk in ministry so we don't get so self-righteous. Come on now.
Yes.
Or we don't start judging people because they don't operate how we operate.
Amen.
They don't wear clergy how we wear it. They don't wear robes how we wear it. Everybody you meet that's saved is not going to have on a robe.
Amen.
Everybody you meet not going to have on a clergy collar. So we can't judge them because on first Sunday they don't wear all black. We can't judge them. I was looking at a ministry this Sunday on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor had on, he was sitting in the pulpit. He had on a colorful shirt, some nice slacks, with no socks. But somebody would deem that was, you know, unholy or whatever you want to call it, however you want to name it. They would have deemed that. But the man was full of fire.
Jesus.
He was full of the anointing. I know the anointing because it's on my life.
Yes.
I know when I see the anointing. I know when I see the effects of the anointing. I've been known to carry this anointing out. Let me give you this little testimony. I was at Walmart in Sylacauga, and I was with a bunch of young kids. And I had my Nike outfit on, some shorts, Nike tennis shoes. I love Nike. Y'all heard me, not Adidas, Nike. Now listen, I had my Nike outfit on, hat, and this white man, he was with some kids, and he was, you know, we was getting hot dogs. So I noticed after I fixed my hot dogs, he was standing right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Before, he was way ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of jumped a little bit. I said, hey, man. He said, hey. He said, can I ask you a question? Yeah. He said, you a pastor, ain't you? I said, yeah. He said, man, I can feel that anointing. Yeah. See, my clothes didn't have nothing to do with it. I never told him I was saved. It wasn't nothing on my shirt that was saying
saved. That's right.
So it wasn't my clothes that projected that anointing.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that, Pastor?
Amen. That is so true. Amen. Because it's not in the clothes that you wear. Amen. It's what's on the inside of
my
you.
My God.
It's what, if God is living on the inside of you, you got life and life more abundantly. Amen. And the Spirit of God flows. Amen. You don't have to walk around telling people that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. What's in you will come out. Amen. Glory to God. So we just thank and praise God that we know that it's not in the clothes that you wear. You know, and I remember back when I first got saved. Amen. And that was so, they had so many rules and regulations that you can't wear this, you can't wear that, and dad put on a pair of pants. And I did that for years. And one day I went and got a pair of pants and put them on, and even my grandchildren was like, Grandma, you got pants on? And my daughter, oh, you thought it was snowing in the summertime. She was like, Mama, why are you wearing pants?
They couldn't believe.
You know that's wrong. No, it's not. It's not in the clothes. But it took me a minute to get there.
To get there.
You know what
I'm saying?
Because I'm listening to, and you know what? And that's what took me so long, actually, to say yes to the Lord. I mean, for real. You know what I'm saying?
To say
because
yes thinking, for real.
Oh, my God. I'm in a little box. I can't go nowhere. I can't do nothing. And now I believe today, if the young people, old people too, would realize that you have to live and not just exist. You got to live the life.
God, I like
to
that.
Give us life and life
that
more
abundantly.
So I thank and praise God. One thing that I realized and I feel, the closer I get to God, the more fun I'm having.
I love it.
The closer. Glory to God. And it makes you feel so good inside. Because, you know, one thing I had to realize, get delivered from folk.
See, that's it.
Folks were buying you up and tie you up and make you feel like you're less than them. And behind closed doors, you don't know what they doing when they out of your face. But they telling you what you can't do. But they having fun over here. And then they want you to walk this little straight and narrow.
Wow.
You know, don't deviate. Don't do this. Don't go to the little birthday party.
Now you know.
It's a lot.
Because they all, I grew up in the Church of God of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm old enough to know when all the changes and how things change.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in the beginning, we couldn't even wear ties. Like, that was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we had to wear black and white.
Yeah.
Every Sunday.
Yes.
My black pants was shining after I ironed them, so don't do that. God, don't do that. But they were shining from the iron. I had the same pair of black pants every week. And then it was one part where they couldn't wear eyeglasses. Then the pastor realized he couldn't see. See, some of the stuff that was just, it was man talk.
Man.
And it put it, like I was saying earlier, before we started the broadcast, I was letting them know we had went to a barbecue. And the elders and the pastor came in with clergy collars on. You can't come to a barbecue and not have your clergy on and not be saved. And we couldn't see women elbows. Girl, you got your elbows out. You Jezebel. You got makeup on. You Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
They use certain scriptures to try to put you in these bunnies,
yes.
Put you in these boxes.
Yes.
And when those scriptures was talking about it, he in Ezekiel, when the women were going to the temple and they had their makeup on their jewelry, they stopped and started adorning in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They started reverencing themselves. It wasn't about God no more.
Jesus.
It was about them.
Come on.
And that's why he told them to take it off for a season.
Mm-hmm.
If you teach it right.
Yes,
he told
right.
them, y'all don't need, he said, because, watch this, because he said, I gave you fine linen.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you pearls and jewelry.
Yes.
He said, but y'all adorning in yourself like it's you. You done forgot that it was me to get it. And
yes.
This is all God wanted us to,
yes.
to stress the balance.
Come on, Jesus.
I can wear this, but it's still God.
Yes.
I could
yes.
drive a Mercedes, but it's still God.
God.
I shouldn't get so arrogant because the car changed.
Come on.
I shouldn't get arrogant because now I got a 5-bedroom from the one. Because, you know, we live with 13 folks in a 2-bedroom.
Yeah.
1 bath. Wait a minute now.
Come on.
And we were super holy. You mean to tell me I can't be super holy now? That I got 3 bathrooms?
Come on.
5-bedroom, and then now it'd be 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But we let certain things cause us not to have the balance.
Right.
And that's because of the teaching before mm-hmm. had us in such a box. Now we think we free.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be careful now
yes.
that we keep the balance.
Keep the
I'm
balance.
Still saved.
Yes.
I'm still holy.
Yes.
I got my shirts on, but I'm holy.
Yes.
Come on now. I'm at the barbecue, but I'm holy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to eat this barbecue.
Yes.
I don't want to prophesy today. I want to eat this barbecue. But if prophecy come up,
yes. That's
part of the balance.
Yes.
I'm not just going to say I'm not going to do God
because
it's my birthday.
Right.
Come on. Part of the balance is if God is necessary at this moment, then it has to be necessary.
Yes.
If ministry is necessary at this moment, then it has to be necessary.
Yes.
If I'm in Walmart shopping and God called for me to pray for somebody, in Walmart than it's necessary for that moment.
Amen.
But I didn't just go to Walmart to start a revival.
Come on, yes.
There's a balance.
Yes.
There's a balance, people.
Yes.
There's a balance. You can't be having revival in your car while you're driving to work. Not if you're having it like you do at church.
Right.
You're going to cause a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't go into such mad worship that I forget I'm at the red light.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Saying it because I done done it before.
Amen. Amen.
Got in the mad worship and crying, and eyes closed, and then the folks start blowing. I can't get no road rage.
Amen.
I'm holding people up from getting to work. So it has to be a balance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There got to be a balance. And I don't want to be so holy that I'm no earthly good.
No earthly good.
That I can't talk to people about earthly stuff. We can't have earthly conversations.
Come on.
Baby, your dress looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, who did your hair?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that and
right.
be saved. Come on
right.
now. I should be able, as a man, I'm a single man,
mm-hmm.
but as a man, I should be able to compliment a woman and not be after her.
That's right.
That's a balance.
Amen. Amen.
That's a balance.
Amen.
I shouldn't be lusting
Amen.
After her just to say her. Come on now.
Amen. Come
I shouldn't be judged
on,
that way because I'm saved. Come on now.
Amen.
I can't, I'm not so saved. I can't see your elbows.
Come on. Amen.
I can't see your ankles. See, we that's why some of y'all pull up Google now and see how the church folk dress back then.
Mm-hmm.
Your dress had to hit your ankle bone.
Better. Better hit it.
Your toe couldn't be out of your shoe. Honey, you came to church with some toes out,
oh.
toes painted, fingernails painted. You was Jezebel from hell.
Yes, yes.
I remember a lady came to church. She wanted to be saved. This was years ago now. I ain't talking about nobody church. But that lady came to church. Y'all look at me. Look at me. Look what I'm saying. That lady came to church, and she wanted to be saved. And one of the sisters got up with a handkerchief and walked back there and wiped her face off. The girl got up and left. And somebody had to go find her to talk to her before she came back. He that win his soul must be balanced.
Yes. Yes.
Because it said, soft is a dove, harmless is a dove. Then sometimes
wow,
we gotta operate like a lion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Look how balanced Jesus is. He's the lion and the. Y'all don't want to talk
come
to me
on,
now.
Come on.
Y'all looking at me crazy. But he had a balance.
Yeah.
He was a lion.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, in the natural, a lion will try to eat that lamb. But he was a lion and a lamb. Go look it up. Go look at, see how fierce a lion is.
Yeah.
And then go look how humble a lamb is.
Yes.
So he had a balance.
He had a balance.
He knew he had a balance. One time he went to church and whooped the folks out. Another time he said to the little, he said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balance in ministry. Somebody say balance in ministry.
Yes.
Come on, we can be holy
yes.
and still be cute.
Yes.
You could be fine, sexy, whatever you want to call it, and still be holy.
Holy. Come on, yes.
When we come to church, my clothes shouldn't be so tight as the pastor that I done took your attention off what the God trying to do in the service.
Yes, yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
I'm the pastor and I'm showing all my muscles.
Amen, amen, amen.
I can't be showing all my muscles and then you can't get in service. See, it has to be a balance. Even when I'm out in the world,
right.
I still have to have some kind of integrity on how I look.
Mm-hmm. You're
making
right.
a balance.
You're right.
Come on, sisters. Y'all know I'm talking about
Amen.
Y'all, too.
Amen.
Make a balance. Don't make me have a car wreck because of what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that?
Amen.
Pastor?
Amen. I'm with you, Pastor. Glory to God. Because, you know, when you think about it now, where's your integrity? Where are your morals? You know, you should not want to go into the house of God dressed any kind of way.
Right.
You know, and just because they make it don't mean you have to wear it to the house of God. And then if you're holy as a Christian woman,
right.
there are certain things that you're not going to do because of the Spirit of God that dwells down on the inside of
yes.
you, because it's going to tug at you. And I remember I when I first got saved, you know, stuff that I was still trying to wear. And the closer and the more I seek the Lord, and then this dress, I said, ooh, I love this dress. I'm going to wear this dress today.
I put it on with the go out the door. And some, it wouldn't even let me go out the door, like the spirit saying, where you think you're going? Okay. You know, it's not going to let you go right. out. If you're going out to represent your daddy, yeah. which is in heaven, yeah. you don't want to make him ashamed in any kind of way. But in order to have that kind of feeling, that kind of tug in your spirit, you must have the Holy Ghost. You must have the whole. It ain't no faking breaking that you got it. It's got to be there in order to correct you.
Yes.
It's not, you know, God is so good and so kind that he want us to have our best. He want us to live and be happy. He said, what? I give you joy.
Wow. Huh?
People look for happiness in all the wrong places. But God promised us what?
Joy.
And when you got that joy, you can laugh, you can cut up. You know, I think about it because people say, woo, you so funny. I love God, but I know how to keep things clean, decent, and in order. Glory to God. You know, I tell jokes, but they are clean. Ain't no cursing.
Come on.
Now, back in the day. It'll be every little thing added into it. But now, you know, you can still live, tell, laugh, joke, have fun with your friends, have fun at a wedding. I remember one time going to a wedding, these people had got married. Everybody sitting around like they just died. You know, nobody wanted to dance. And this lady came on the floor and she said, this is a wedding. I'm a pastor, but I'm finna dance. DJ, put me some music on. And it was clean fun. You know what I'm saying? People, God don't want us walking around like we zombies.
Come on now.
He came to give us that life. Amen. He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to live the life that God has appointed us to live. But have fun. You know, even at the wedding in the Bible, when they ran out, what he did?
He
made that water what? Mm-hmm. Into some wine. Darling. They tell you now, they see you out to dinner. And you got a glass of wine on your table. Nothing.
For one glass. You can't be saved with one glass. Come on.
Come on.
We can be saved with one glass. Listen what this scripture says. This is 1 Timothy 6:17. It said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Watch this.
Uh-huh.
Nor trust in uncertain riches. But in the living God, trust in the living God. And watch this part right here. Said, "Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy."
Enjoy, come on.
He give us the stuff to enjoy. He gave me the car to enjoy.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He gave me the house. He gave me the children.
Yes.
To enjoy them. He gave me the husband. He gave us the wife.
Yes.
He gave us the job.
Yes.
You know, he gave us the career.
Yes.
To enjoy. We shouldn't be stressed out.
Sure.
We got to have a balance. It should be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saved. I love God.
Mm-hmm.
But everything I do, it should be a balance. And I love the life God has given me.
Yes.
I'm in love how my character is. I'm in love how I live.
Yes.
I'm in love with how I treat people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love just to be in fellowship with people and then let people know I am saved.
That's right.
You know, I let people know. You do you. Right over here.
Yes.
I was at a barbecue. And they wanted to offer me something to drink. I said, no, I just drank some water.
Mm-hmm.
And then God gave me the opportunity to share who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping a balance. I didn't make the people feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
So I could have walked up with the clergy card on,
mm-hmm.
bishop chain, you know, got all that stuff. And walk in with all my bishop jewelry and put the hat on and tilt it to the side a little bit. Then everybody would have been uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
We don't walk in this world to make people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But we come in as the salt and put seasoning in it.
Yes.
We should make life better.
Yes.
We should make people feel better.
Yes.
We should make people feel happy when we come in the place.
Yes.
We should shift the atmosphere.
Yes.
Come on now, so that it'll be joyful.
Yes.
Because it's too much chaos in the earth, in the world. Why are we going to bring chaos?
Chaos. Come on.
We need to bring a balance.
Yes.
To pull chaos down. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And bring joy and peace up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's
and bring that balance.
That's
and bring that balance in people's lives. Well, you know, I've been known doing funerals as the eulogizer. And I have folk laughing at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just me. It's something God had put in me.
Inside. That's
because you're already sad.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you a sad message.
You're right.
Because earth has no sorrow.
right?
Yeah.
That heaven can't heal. Come on.
Amen.
But I don't need to call you. You doing all right? I miss them too. what good that gonna do you?
Amen. Amen.
It's gonna make it worse.
Make it worse.
On that melancholy side. But I should be able to say something to bring joy.
Yeah. But some say joy. Joy. God's great joy.
Yo, don't you do this.
Joy. Joy. Down in my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Me. This is what the people of God need. You know, Sunday after Sunday. They don't need no damnation scripture.
Yeah.
Most of us already know. Most of us already know if we on our way to hell. Most of us already know.
We already know. You know.
We don't need to be taught that we going to hell. We didn't even know we living now by the grace of God, mm-hmm. by the affections of God, mm-hmm. by the will of God, mm-hmm. by the mercies of God. So I ain't got to walk around with a taskmaster hammer to beat the word of God in you. First of all, I live it before you.
Before you. Amen.
I live it before
Amen.
You.
Amen.
So when you see me, then you'll question me.
Mm-hmm.
How come you ain't saying like everybody else said? Because I got the joy of the Lord.
The Lord, come on, yeah.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. You see me moving. The way I move, because it's to God.
Amen.
It's not the things that's happening in my life. Mm-hmm. It's not that ain't nothing happening. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't have trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. But I go through with joy.
Amen.
I go through with praise. Why? Because I have a balance.
Balance. Amen.
I don't let the calamity take me out.
Yes.
Because I have a balance.
Yes.
I got a relationship with God, so when the calamity comes, I know I go to Him.
Go to Him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I use this calamity with the balance as a testimony.
Yes.
It'll turn from a test to a testimony.
Yes.
This is part of the balance.
Yes.
This is how we had a balance. God wants us to have a balance.
Balance. Amen.
I'm telling you, folks,
Amen.
God wants you to go to the beach sometime.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to have a G-string on two-piece. Come on, girl.
Amen.
You got it all hanging. Don't let it all look.
Amen.
Leave some of it to your husband now. You got to leave some to the man, you know, the imagination. Imagination now. You know, don't have it all out.
Yes, but today.
But you can get in some water. Come on, you can test the water. The beach water is fine.
Yes.
The pool is fine.
Yes.
The barbecue is good.
Yes.
To be with the family is good.
It's good.
You can go to the family reunion.
Yes.
And you don't have to be untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, you can be
touchable.
You can
put on a bathing suit and not
and still
wear
be saved.
Pants and in the water. I did that years ago. Yes, I did, because they made me feel like if I put on a bathing suit. I had big backslidden. Come on here. In the pool with blue jeans on. What?
Wow.
And get it out the pool. So much water. You can't even lift yourself out the water. So
The jeans don't got hit
with all that water. So it's okay to put on a bathing suit and go to the beach. Amen. But make sure you do it in moderation. Don't take it out of context. When you say you are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is a keeper. It's not going to let you wear certain things. It's not going to let you do certain things. It's not going to let you say certain things. But you can live life.
You can live life.
You can live life and enjoy life on this side. God wants us to experience life on this side.
Like you said,
they talk
earlier.
About walking around the streets of paved with gold. We're going to have fun right here on this side. Amen. And then as young people, elderly people, whoever see you, they see the God in you.
Come on now.
You know, people tell me, Louise, you never change. Every time I see you, you got a smile on your face. You can't tell whether you're mad, upset, or whatever.
That's the good thing. That's the balance. Come on, y'all. We got to get the balance. He said we'll see the goodness of the Lord where? In the land of the living.
Of the living.
So he want us to enjoy this earth he gave us.
Yes.
He want us to enjoy this life that he gave us.
Yes.
He don't want us to be hiding and, you know, they're going to come get us. They're going to come get all the righteous. He don't want us hiding. He don't want us in a cave. Come on. Why are you in the cave, man? Adam, why you hide? Adam went wrong. Why you hide? Because Adam has shifted the balance.
Mm-hmm.
He had put more on the natural
Come on.
Than the spiritual, and which called him to see the natural,
mm-hmm.
that he had never seen before, even though it was right there. Uh-oh, that's another teacher. But the nakedness was always there. But he had never seen it until he shifted the balance.
Yes.
And if you shift the balance, you're going to see something you haven't seen. Listen, this has been powerful. I tell you, this has been one of the great segments. Listen, make sure you have a balance in this life. Make sure you love God. Make sure you love life. Make sure you love people. Right? You heard me. You got to love those that hate you, too.
Amen.
You got to have that balance.
Amen.
When you put your Nikes on, you got to still be saved.
Amen.
We love you. This has been a powerful segment of Kingdom Chat. We love you. God bless you.
Amen.